TV Memories, brought to you by DanTheArtMan.com. Episode 2, by Jeff Height.
Good afternoon, Baltimore. It's 5 o'clock.
I have no idea who he was or what station he was on, but this man was my very first TV hero. It may sound silly that the anchor for the 5 o'clock news was my hero, but you have to remember I was 3 at the time, and when he said those words, it meant it was only minutes until my dad came home. And like most 3-year-olds, my dad was my real-life hero. Times moved on, so did TV, and so did we. By the time I had reached the more informed age of 7, we had moved to Ohio and had gotten our first cable box. Scooby-Doo was on the new cable box, and the first of the muscle-bound superheroes started to appear. Thundar the Barbarian and Black Star. I often wonder how the writers of Thundar felt when 1994 came and went with nary a comet in sight. But Black Star would leave more of an imprint on me, as his double sword would be the basis for my very first written story. And no, I will not share it with you. All these fantasies formed who I was in ways that I can't begin to describe, and probably don't even want to think about. At the same time, I was introduced to Star Trek and Star Wars. Between these and the real-life heroes of the NASA astronauts, I am still inspired today. With all of these factors, it is easy to see how I became the person I am today. But there was one more strange turn that would alter my life. In 1984, my family moved to Germany, and due to a space-time continuum that was called AFN, Armed Forces Network, we were warped back to the 50s. We watched classic TV before it was cool. I was raised, for a number of years, on McHale's Navy and Hogan's Heroes. And for 45 minutes in the afternoon, we got Touché Turtle, Adam Ant, and Roger Ramjet. My TV life went on from the amazing 25 channels of that first cable box down to 1. I rather quickly learned to speak enough German to watch the more up-to-date channels, but it had been an experience. I mean, who knew that two-dimensional planes could fly? Sometime in the late 80s, Sky Network came online and we got a satellite dish. I was introduced to cricket, which I still don't understand, but at least we got more channels again. After that, a lot of it is a blur until Star Trek: The Next Generation. This show cemented my already deep devotion to the Trek universe. I can honestly say that when nothing else in the past 20 years has grabbed my attention, I have been able to go back to Star Trek. When we didn't have cable for a few years, I would sit and watch the snowy images of Enterprise over the other, clearer channels that were on. This universe, more than any other in the TV world, has captured my attention and given me countless hours of entertainment. I have all 4 series in my Netflix instant queue and watch them far too often after the kids have all gone to bed. I honestly don't know who influenced me more, Mr. Rogers or Mr. Spock, but I think they both taught me a valuable lesson. Be nice to your neighbors and live long and prosper. But I think they both speak volumes to the person I have tried to become. Thank you both, and thank you for the TV memories. Jeff Height is primarily a husband and father, but when he is not at home playing with the ever-growing number of kids, he is an IT professional by day. In his spare time, he is a writer, one of the co-founders of Flying Island Press, a co-editor of A Method to the Madness, A Guide to the Super Evil, and the managing editor of Pirate's Cove. He lives by the motto, "I am a pirate. Your rules don't apply." Thanks for listening, everybody, and we will have another TV Memories episode for you next Friday. Take care. This podcast is licensed under Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivative Works, 3.0 International License.